Vincent van Gogh was born in Zundert, Holland. The son of a pastor, was brought up in a religious and cultured atmosphere, a profession that Vincent found appealing and to which he would be drawn to a certain extent later in his life. His sister described him as a serious and introspective child, highly emotional and lacking self-confidence. At age 16, Vincent started to work for an art dealer in The Hague. His 4 years younger brother Theo, with whom Vincent cherished a lifelong friendship, would join the company later. This friendship is amply documented in a vast amount of letters they sent each other. They provide a lot of insight into the life of the painter and show him to be a talented writer with a keen mind. Theo would support Vincent financially throughout his life. In 1880, Vincent van Gogh followed his brother Theo's suggestion and took up painting in earnest. For a brief period, Vincent took painting lessons from Anton Mauve in Hague. Although Vincent and Anton soon split over divergence of artistic views, influences of the Hague School of Painting would remain in Vincent's work, notably in the way he played with light and in the looseness of his brush strokes. However, his usage of colors, favoring dark tones, set him apart from his teacher. In spring 1886, Vincent van Gogh went to Paris, where he moved in with his brother Theo. They shared a house on Montmartre. Here he met the painters Edgar Degas, Camille Pissarro, Bernard, Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, and Paul Gauguin. He discovered Impressionism and liked its use of light and color, more than its lack of social engagement, as he saw it. Especially the technique known as pointillism, where many small dots are applied to the canvas that blend into rich colors only in the eye of the beholder, seeing it from a distance, made its mark on Van Gogh's own style. It should be noted that Van Gogh is regarded as a post-impressionist rather than an impressionist, meaning that the artist uses color and lines to express an emotional response to the subject rather than to describing it accurately. Vincent was an unstable and volatile man, well known as the tortured artist. His nervous temperament made him a difficult companion, and night-long discussions combined with painting all day undermined his health. He decided to go south to Arles, where he hoped his friends would join him and help found a school of art. Gauguin did join him, but with disastrous results. Near the end of 1888, an incident led Gauguin to ultimately leave Arles, after a number of arguments with Vincent. Van Gogh pursued him with an open razor, was stopped by Gauguin, but ended up cutting a portion of his own earlobe off. Van Gogh then began to alternate between fits of madness and lucidity, and was sent to the asylum in Saint-Rémy, suffering with depression. He spent much time in the asylum, though it was later believed that he suffered from epilepsy. While there, he painted some 150 paintings. His most famous work, The Starry Night, was painted while staying in the asylum. The only painting he sold during his lifetime, The Red Vineyard, was created in 1888. In May 1890, Vincent van Gogh left the clinic and went to the physician Paul Gachet in Auvers-sur-Oise, near Paris, where he was closer to Theo, who had recently married. Here, Van Gogh created the portrait of the melancholic Dr. Gachet. In 2 months, Van Gogh was averaging one painting per day. His depression aggravated. On July 27th of the same year, at the age of 37, after a fit of painting activity, Van Gogh shot himself in the chest. He died 2 days later, with Theo at his side, who reported his last words as, "The sadness will last forever." He was buried at the cemetery of Auvers-sur-Oise. Theo, unable to come to terms with his brother's death, died 6 months later and was buried next to him.